And it's nice to be talking this morning to Eric Decker. Now, Eric is the owner and general manager of Hetherington Funerals in Mannington. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Berger.
This is, people will be going, oh no, he's not going to talk funerals, is he? It can be a very, emotional time for everybody, kind of, the families particularly.
It is very emotional, but it's also a beautiful time as people start going back into their memories and reflecting on the lives that were lived and the good lives that were lived.
Now, pre-planning, obviously, is that'd be number one on the list, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people, they pre-plan. They don't know what they need to do in the future. They want to know that they got things set up ready for the family to take control of their funerals and so on. So they pre-plan it so it takes all the pressure off the family.
So what do you need to know about the loved one that's about to pass away? What's the criteria?
Well, the advantage of pre-planning is not only that you've put finances aside to cover the cost of the funeral, but it means that you've been able to make decisions when you're not in that high emotional state of mind. It also means that you know what the process is going to be. So a funeral director could sit with you, can say, well, look, this is what happens at the time, this is what will happen after that time, and these are the decisions that will need to be made.
Now, I know from I can say personal experience, people who have used Hetherington Funerals and were very, very happy with the job that you did. Probably the most pleasing thing about it was how much it cost. Now, if people are planning for their funeral, should they shop around?
We absolutely suggest go shop around. The reason that we generally manage to keep our prices down are that we are a normal family. It's myself and my children and some other family members. We all work together. We know what the cost of living is, and so we try and keep costs down and reasonable to help families.
Now, you mentioned who's going to pay for it, etc., which can be a problem, of course. Funeral insurance. We see a lot of commercials that you should take out insurance to cover the cost of your funeral. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we're not great proponents of funeral insurance. In fact, I had an experience where I had an elderly gentleman ring me up, and he had been paying funeral insurance for about 30 years, had put in, I think it was around $30,000 into this insurance, but his premiums were getting too high for him to continue to pay. So he asked me if he could roll it over into a bond and basically lock it in. The trouble is, if you stop paying insurance, you lose everything you've put into it. So he had paid about $30,000 for a $4,000 insurance.
Wow.
And that's why we don't like funeral insurance itself. We do bonds where you put that money aside and the money remains your money. It just stores itself up and sits there waiting.
Until it has to be...
Until you need to claim it.
Until you need to claim it.
Yeah.
That's very good advice. So, yes, people should be aware of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you deal with Hetherington Funerals, that's exactly what you'll be aware of, because you'll be telling people about this sort of...
Well, and we would go right through exactly how it works and what it looks like.
Okay, folks, Hetherington Funerals in Mannington are the people you should be talking to. I know it's a subject that people don't like to talk about it, but you should. And Hetherington Funerals are the people who will look after you, I guarantee it. Eric Decker and the team there, I recommend you give them a call. 6263 5131 is the phone number, or you can go to hetheringtonfunerals.com.au. Nice to talk to you, Eric.
Thanks, Berger.